Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. Today, we have a very interesting show. We have a very special guest, Dawn Birchall of Becoming Mom Pregnancy Spa and Imaging Center. And Becoming Mom has partnered with the internationally acclaimed Mamma Mia Maternity Skincare line to franchise its successful pregnancy spa and imaging center model. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk. So stick around because we got a great show. Eagle flew out of the night.
Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Papa Lock Franchise Opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Papa Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Papa Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.papalock.com. That's www.papalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211.
Lock up your future today with Papa Lock. Take control of your destiny and increase your quality of life with Allegra Print and Imaging. This light manufacturing, professional business-to-business franchise offers two unique opportunities to entrepreneurs with little or no industry experience. Our conversion opportunity is an existing business model that provides immediate cash flow, experienced staff, and an established customer base, while the low-investment digital print center opportunity meets the growing digital printing, sign, and mailing service demands of businesses in small and medium markets. Realize your dream of owning your own business with the comprehensive support of one of the world's top franchisers. Call 888-258-2730 or visit www.allegranetwork.com and discover the power in the network.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry. You made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchiser, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And Ducts.
That's DUCTZ, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
To reach a show host or guest during the live show, dial toll-free in North America, 866-613-1612. Or, if outside the USA and Canada, dial 001-858-268-3068.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by the Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership Franchise Opportunity. And Aaron's is a New York Stock Exchange listed company and ranked number 58 among franchise chains in worldwide sales. Aaron's is reinventing the way a growing and underserved market acquires furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers. Now's a great time to join the Aaron's franchise family. Don, welcome back on this Thursday, May 31st of 2007. How was your Memorial Day weekend, my friend?
Oh, it's good. Yeah. Yeah, had a nice time. I guess we lucked out with some decent weather and
we
did
sure
the whole
did.
Barbecue thing. We got the kids out every day and
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was a nice weekend. It's nice having that extra day.
Absolutely, yeah. Same here. We had a family barbecue on Saturday and the weather was just perfect. You know, we had all my family from Brooklyn and my sisters and just very good time, you know, and the weather was perfect.
Yeah, I always forget sometimes. You gotta be careful with if there's too much sun about getting a sunburn.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny, doesn't it mess up your week though, Don? I mean, this week has just gone by so
right. Yeah.
I almost forgot we had a radio show this morning.
Yeah, it does make a short
it sure
week
does.
And then I might take a little time off tomorrow. So,
right, absolutely.
It's nice.
That's fantastic. Our last show, Don, we got to meet with Kevin Hine, who's one of the top franchise attorneys in the country. What were your thoughts on last week's show?
Yeah, Kevin's a great guy. I mean, you know, obviously he's, you know, very experienced. He's very well known in the industry. And he
sure
basically
is.
Had great advice like we knew that he was going to give. I mean, talking about what makes a business franchisable. He talked about business plans in the UFOC and what a franchisee should look out for when investing in a franchise. So, gave great advice. And he's definitely someone we'll have on again.
Absolutely. I agree. We have to have him back. On the show again. I thought one of the interesting things that Kevin spoke about, Don, was, if you remember, one of the first questions we asked him was, what makes a concept franchisable?
Right.
You know, we haven't really got into that with any of our guests yet. You know, he had a great response. I had some notes. He broke it down into four sections. He said there are four requirements people need to consider. One is unit economics is the number one requirement. And he actually had a formula. I don't know if you've ever heard this before, Don. He says a franchise system that generates revenue equal to 2 or 3 times the startup cost will be in high demand. Basically, if the startup cost is $200,000, then the franchise should be able to produce in revenue $400,000 to $600,000 on an annual basis.
Right.
For the first year, yeah. And then demand for your products was the second requirement. Concepts that appeal to a limited region of the country or are exceedingly or generally don't make, I can't read my own notes, for ideal franchise systems. I think the example he gave was, I don't know if you remember this, was it Cincinnati Chili?
Right.
A franchise called Cincinnati Chili, when they tried marketing the concept out in Colorado, just didn't work, you know? So
right.
It was just limited to a particular part of the United States. So I thought that was interesting. He got into this made a lot of sense, ease of replicating the system. That's very, very important. Successful franchises are relatively easy to build, staff, and operate. More importantly, the franchisor is able to translate its operating requirements into a system that gives all of its franchisees the education, support, and resources they're required to succeed. And fourth one, very, very important from a marketing standpoint, he calls it unique marketing proposition is the final requirement. And I think you and I referenced Badass Coffee.
Right.
You know, there's so many different coffee franchises out there, Don, but, you know, Badass Coffee, here they are getting into the coffee industry, and they certainly have a unique marketing proposition. You know, and the guests we're having on today as well, Dawn, the Mamma Mia concept offers a unique marketing, unique marketing proposition as well. So I think
right.
That's very, very important. You know, so just he was very, very knowledgeable. So I think, you know, we certainly are going to have him back.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, those are all great points. And yeah, we'll see about today's guest, covering some of these things that Kevin thought are, you know, crucial when seeing if a business is franchisable. But
right.
Yeah, but that's who we're going to have on today, Dawn Bearshaw of Becoming Mom Spa and Image Center.
Okay.
Becoming Mom has partnered with the internationally acclaimed Mamma Mia maternity skincare line to franchise its successful pregnancy spa and imaging center model.
That's great.
Marty, and it says Becoming Mom specializes in meeting the unique and ever-changing needs of your pregnancy.
Right.
And
you and I know about that, don't we?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to mention that to her when you introduce me to her. So, looking forward to today's show.
Absolutely. I think you and I have become experts in the topic, you know, so absolutely. So I'm looking forward to that. Some interesting things. We had some interesting articles this week as well, Don. You know, there was one article I found in Entrepreneur this week. One of the important lessons I teach my business students is to study what trends are taking place in what we call the marketing environment.
Right.
And this is an article by Kim Gordon. It's called 10 Marketing Consumer Trends to Watch in 2007. Just a couple things I wanted to emphasize. How things have changed, you know, over the last 5 or 10 years. One, it starts off with college grads, and it says, if you're searching for the most effective way to reach this desirable prospect group, move your marketing dollars into online media. The internet is now the primary source of media and entertainment among college grads. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Number two, affluent working women. There's been a change there. The best way to reach this particular market, Don, is also online. It says about half are now considered heavy users of the internet. So that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's why so much of my business is internet related.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of my marketing and advertising, it's just the way of the world right now.
It really is, you know. So there's been a shift away from print, you know, going more towards the online market, you know. And I guess you and I are in the right place at the right time, aren't we? Because
definitely,
I have a little article also on the power of internet radio. Number three, they emphasize Asian population growth. Asians represent a prospect group with higher than average household incomes and education levels. Can you offer a product or service that will appeal to this growing market? Number four is word of mouth. This is Wanna Build Buzz, Lucid Marketing Study, U.S. Adults. Word of mouth communications found that women were more likely than men to share a positive experience with a business or recommend an enjoyable product. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's see. Number five, Yellow Pages. I think it basically says to get away from Yellow Pages. According to a study from the Kelsey Group, marketers targeting younger demographics should transition away from print. Number six, it says simultaneous media usage. Sometimes we call this integrated marketing. Let's see here. It says consumers are frequently practicing in more than one form of media at any one time. 70% of web users, for instance, watch TV occasionally while online on the internet, you know, and I do that as well, Don. Sometimes I'll be on the internet and have the TV on at the same time, you know, so
it
makes a lot of sense. Newspapers, and I think they're talking about online newspapers when they're referencing this here. It says, the past year, many of websites of major newspapers have become the number one portals in their geographic markets and are drawing a larger, younger, and more affluent readership. The audience that reads a newspaper's website but it's not its print version accounts for 2 to 15% of the integrated newspaper audience, according to Scarsborough Research.
Yeah, that's becoming big. I know a lot of people who read the newspaper online, basically.
Yeah, you know, and it took a while. I don't know if you do that, Don. You know, it took me a while to get used to that, you know, because I was always so used to holding the newspaper in my hands, you know. But
that's the way I still am. I'm just used to just, I mean, I get the paper delivered every day.
Right.
And, you know, I like getting one of the New York papers. And
right.
You
know, so you can follow up on your Yankees.
Right. Not too much lately, huh?
There you go. They also get into, like, the different technology, Don. You have web conferencing, you have online research, you have local research,
right.
You know, and just the last thing I wanted to mention was one of the newest, most powerful forms of advertising has become internet radio. You know, as mentioned, you and I are in the right place at the right time. So with the arrival of online radio, one of the oldest advertising mediums is brand new again. Any computer with internet access can be used to listen to traditional radio stations simulcasting their signals or to original stations broadcasting exclusively on the web. Arbitron and Edison Media Research estimate that the monthly audience for internet radio is 52 million Americans, a 50% increase over the last year.
Wow.
Spurred the growth of broadband internet access. Can you imagine that? So you have 52 million Americans. That's just Americans listening to internet radio. That's probably, I didn't realize the number was even that high. I mean, you can see even since you and I have gotten into this, I mean, the numbers have just grown exponentially.
And how old is internet radio? It's only in, what, 6-7 years at most?
World Talk Radio started, I believe it was in 2003, so it really hasn't been that long, you know. And now our new parent company, Motivox, or Voice America, you know, I think they started pretty much in the same year.
Right.
And again, we're part of the largest internet talk station on the planet, you know. So, you know, we mentioned being in the right place at the right time. I mean, this is it, you know. So, and it's just getting bigger. So it's nice to see, you know, something old, you know, become new again, you know.
Right.
And what I love about internet radio is, you know, it's free. You know, I mean, anyone can just go on the internet and listen to all these, you know, 30 shows that we've recorded up to this point. So,
right. Just the show, you go back and listen. If you like the show, you can listen to it again.
It's, over and over again.
Yeah.
So it's just such an exciting time in the world of marketing and internet in general, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I know you had some interesting
articles as well, Don.
Yeah, but just real quick, we'd like to talk about some of the franchise shows around the country.
Right.
There's one coming up in Dallas this weekend, July 2nd and 3rd, Dallas-Fort Worth. To find information on that, you can go to franchiseshowinfo.com.
Okay. Great.
This is through the National Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo that puts on a bunch of shows around the country throughout the year.
Right.
But this weekend's in Dallas. Again, franchiseshowinfo.com to find the specifics on that. One article here, Marty, out of the Washington Post by Lauren Shepard through the Associated Press, dated May 11th. It says, ice cream maker Cold Stone Creamery, which we've talked about and know about, and fast food operator Kahala Corp will combine to form a holding company they hope will be able to compete with private equity firms for a greater share of the fast food sector. The 13 brands under the new Kahala Cold Stone umbrella will include submarine sandwich shop Blimpy, cheesesteak chain The Great Steak and Potato Company,
right,
chicken sandwich maker Ranch One, and Mexican fast food chain Taco Time, among others. The privately held companies didn't disclose terms. The new holding company, which will be headquartered in their home base of Scottsdale, Arizona, is expected to generate more than $1.1 billion in sales, with more than 3,000 franchisees and about 4,600 retail locations in 15 countries.
It's
a pretty big, huge company now, covering a lot of different specialty food varieties. I mean, Olympia,
right.
Great Steak, Ranch One, Cold Stone, Taco Time. Interesting. Kahala's
big names there.
Yeah, definitely. It says, if you look at the portfolio, you can basically build an entire food court with all the brands in Kahala Cold Stone, says Kevin Blackwell, the founder and chief executive of Kahala and new Kahala Cold Stone chairman.
Wow.
Brings up a good point.
Absolutely.
Once we get the two companies integrated, we're clearly going to look at any other opportunities. So they'll be growing to looking at other things. But
right, right.
Yeah, I mean, I like several of their concepts.
Yeah, they do. They have several neat concepts.
So that's interesting. Also, an article, Marty, titled Viva La Franchise, from April 07 at a Hispanic Business Magazine by Hildy Medina. In 2004, Enrique Roselli, an executive at PepsiCo, decided that after 17 years it was time to be his own boss. The self-described corporate refugee's extensive operations background and the incredible business opportunity in Vegas helped build his new franchise business, which is Alpha Graphics, and within 2 years of starting, he tripled sales.
Wow, could you imagine that?
Yeah, wow. Mr. Roselli, since starting his franchise, Alpha Graphics, with almost 300 shops, is the nation's largest franchise print shop, has been one of the best business decisions he's ever made. I got a call from a corporate headhunter a month ago about a job opening in Europe. I said, no, I'm not going back. Heck no, I'm having too much fun, he says. Too much fun and business making money. Those are the stories franchisors love to hear. Of course, Mr. Roselli is a type of Hispanic franchisee many feel they must recruit. That's really the purpose of this article here.
Right.
It is imperative that franchise companies make a concerted effort to reach out to this growing segment of the population now to remain competitive in the marketplace, says Ronald Harrison, International Franchise Association Diversity Institute chairman, he said. That recruiting prospective Hispanic franchisees is based on sound economics, say franchising experts. A minority operator should mirror the increasingly diverse customer base of many of the franchisors, but in some key franchising areas, think of the lodging industry, for example, Hispanics lag far behind other minority groups in hotel ownership.
Right, right.
Hispanics have become the largest minority group in the U.S., yet less than 1% own hotels in comparison to other minority groups, such as the Asian Indian Americans, who
wow.
have excelled in this industry, says Raul Fuentes, director of emerging markets at Choice Hotels.
Right, right.
Asian Americans, although considered a minority group demographically, are probably the largest stakeholder of hotel motel franchises within our system.
Really?
My family owns a motel, and we're far in the minority.
Oh, there you go. Well, it was interesting you mentioning Asian, Americans, Don, because the article that I was just reading, how do you go about reaching this particular market, the Asian market, and there's a lot of newspapers and periodicals out there that are specifically targeted to the Asian market. I think one of them is you and I both subscribe to. Is it the Industry? U.S. Journal, something like that?
Yeah, the Indus Business Journal.
Indus Business Journal, which
it's
I think...
an Asian-Indian newspaper.
Right. It's just, it targets that specific audience, and I know they also have a website as well,
Right.
So, I mean, it's much easier to reach the Asian market today, you know, than it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
And it's interesting that the Hispanic marketplace is one of the largest. And it seems like franchisors are reaching out to try to recruit people in this segment.
Right.
You know, going on in this article, Mark says, out of the 5,200 hotels in the Choice Hotel System in the U.S., Mexico, and the Caribbean, only about 40 out of 5,200 are Hispanic-owned.
Really?
I mean, it's such a low percentage.
Absolutely.
Mr. Fuentes attributes this to a lack of knowledge and misperceptions about the hotel industry.
Right.
It says it's not all bad news. Some areas, such as restaurant and janitorial services, show strong Hispanic numbers. A recent survey by the National Minority Franchising Initiative showed among those polled, Pizza Patron had 27% Hispanic franchisees. Janny King, which is one of the largest franchises, had more than 25%. Coverall had 22%. These some large franchisors have a pretty large percentage of Hispanic-owned franchises now. Of course,
right.
Those companies are concentrated in areas with large Hispanic populations.
Right, absolutely.
That's an interesting article.
It is. It's interesting, and it's another trend that's going on, you know, in franchising and just business in general, Don. You know, I think what keeps this interesting for both of us is that things are constantly changing, you know, in franchising
right.
and business overall, you know, so.
And we've talked about the IFA and a lot of the good things they do. The International Franchise Association says last May, the IFA launched an initiative called Minority Fran to help franchisors
right.
connect with potential minority franchisees. It says Minority Fran links entrepreneurs not only with franchisors but with organizations ranging from the National Urban League to the Federal Minority Business Development Agency to both increase the number of minority franchisees and draw attention to franchising as an affordable way to start a business.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, I forgot to mention them because they're a fantastic organization, Minority Fran. And another one we've also referenced on several shows is VetFran, you know,
right.
targeting to veterans, you know, so.
Right.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay, good. I think what we'll do here, Don, is we'll take a break. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
World Talk Radio.
Create a rewarding future for you and your family as an Aaron's sales and lease ownership franchisee. Aaron's is changing the way a growing and underserved market acquires necessities like furniture, appliances, electronics, and computers. The Aaron's franchise opportunity offers today's entrepreneurs, you, potential for profits and growth. Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership is a division of Aaron's Rents Incorporated, a New York Stock Exchange-listed company with more than 50 years of enviable results. Aaron's is ranked number one in its category by Entrepreneur Magazine and 58th among franchise chains and worldwide sales by Franchise Times magazine. Aaron's provides site selection assistance, comprehensive training, and traffic building marketing programs. Additionally, as a franchisee, you'll benefit from their national reputation, industry experience, operating systems, and manufacturing and distribution methods. For more information on the Aaron's franchise opportunity, call 1-800-551-6015. That's 1-800-551-6015, or go to aaronsfranchise.com. That's AARONS franchise.com.
Experience the rewards of franchising with the Franchise Edge.
Are you considering franchising your business? Are you wondering about the risk and reward of franchising versus opening additional company-owned locations?
Not every business is right for franchising.
The Franchise Edge helps you evaluate the often complicated franchising process to see if it's a good fit for your business. The Franchise Edge team has experience as multi-unit company store operators, as well as franchisers and franchisees. We understand what it takes to successfully franchise a business and how to get our clients where they want to be. Let us help you answer the key questions.
Is my business franchisable?
Should I open more company locations or franchise?
How much will it cost to franchise?
Is it more profitable to franchise or expand internally?
What is required to franchise?
What is the timeline for franchising a business?
If franchising is the right direction for your company, the Franchise Edge can help you every step of the way, including
reviewing your current business model, fulfilling legal requirements, operations manuals, marketing materials, marketing plan, and selling franchises.
The Franchise Edge also works with individuals who are interested in buying a franchise. We represent a wide range of franchises, including pregnancy spas, restaurants, wine bars, and home service franchises. Let our experienced sales team help find the franchise that fits your interest.
Don't gamble with your future. Put the Franchise Edge to work for you.
Call 813-935-5087 for a free consultation. That's 813-935-5087.
Or go to our website at www.thefranchiseedge.com and complete the online form. That's www.thefranchiseedge.com.
Ready for a great tasting dessert that's much better for you and your kids? Try the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Miami Rice Pudding Company offers over 35 flavors of rice pudding delivered in cups or cones with a customer's choice of toppings. This unbelievable franchise opportunity is introducing this great dessert concept to the malls, airports, art shows, and similar venues in your market. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. Join our franchise system and open in your market with a low investment and operate both the fixed location and mobile units. Our system requires minimal food preparation and our pudding has a long shelf life. Mall chains are eager for us to expand to their locations because we're unique, competitive, nutritious, and a fun concept. Call us today, toll free at 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. That's 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. Or go to our website at MiamiRicePudding.com. That's MiamiRicePudding.com.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Jims. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Jims has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Jims makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Jims has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Jims? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicjims.com. That's www.garlicjims.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Jims.
Welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership Franchise Opportunity. And Aaron's is a New York Stock Exchange-listed company and ranked number 58 among franchise chains and worldwide sales. Aaron's is reinventing the way a growing and underserved market acquires furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers. Now's a great time to join the Aaron's franchise family. And today we have a very special guest, Dawn Bierschall of Becoming Mom Pregnancy Spa and Imaging Center. And Becoming Mom has partnered with the internationally acclaimed Mamma Mia Maternity Skincare line to franchise its successful pregnancy spa and imaging center model. Good morning, Dawn. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Dawn, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, who is the president of Diamond Financial Services of New Jersey. And Don works with prospective franchisees when they're getting ready to finance their franchise. And I know, Don, you wanted to say hi to Dawn.
Yeah, hi, Dawn. Thanks for coming on the show. Marty and I think you're part of a real interesting franchise. Personally speaking, my wife just gave birth to twins 3 years ago. I know it was always very exciting when we used to go for the ultrasound. Not only exciting, but also nerve-wracking at the same time. And
right.
You might know that, you know, right now Marty's wife is pregnant.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think, I was saying earlier in the show, Dawn, that I think Don and I have become experts in this topic, so we were so excited to have you on the show today, and our wives are definitely out there listening today as well. So.
Yeah.
Dawn, can you tell our guests where you're calling from today?
I'm in Mason, Ohio, which is just outside of Cincinnati.
Oh, great. Okay, good. And that's where your headquarters is actually located,
too,
I guess,
that's
Dawn,
right? Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And Dawn, what were you doing before joining Becoming Mom?
Before I started up Becoming Mom, I spent 19 years at Procter & Gamble, which if there's any place to learn business experience, that's the place.
I imagine.
Wow, yeah.
Absolutely, 19 years.
Yeah, my last role I spent, led an organization that spent about $2.2 billion on materials and equipment and construction services all around the world.
That's fantastic.
What was some of the work you did at Procter & Gamble, Dawn?
A good part of my experience is in purchases, but I also did some marketing, some plant experience, just a variety of different business roles, and managed lots of people and did all kinds of different things there. So it was a great opportunity to learn all
really across the board, a lot of great experience.
Yep. Yeah.
Right, absolutely. And I know you're a mom as well, Dawn. I know you have four children, right?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Two of my own and two stepsons.
That's great. I was going to say, experience in that as well.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
Absolutely.
Dawn, tell us a little bit about the history of the organization you're involved in.
Well, after a couple years of researching and planning for the business, I opened Becoming Mom about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And really, almost from the beginning, I had a steady stream of people asking about franchising. Are you franchising? Are you expanding? Are you, doing this and that and the other thing? And although I felt like I had a franchisable model, I really didn't have any franchise expertise. So I started off consulting with folks that wanted to open pregnancy spas until the Franchise Edge approached me in 2006. And they really had all the pieces that I didn't have around franchise expertise and background and resources. And so we partnered up to create the franchise company. The final piece came together when I went off and negotiated a deal with Mamma Mio. And as you said, Mamma Mio is a leader in maternity skincare products.
Right.
And more importantly, they have a national known brand name among pregnant women. And so although Becoming Mom, I love the name, and it works here, and it fits really well, it's really not known outside of Cincinnati. And building brand awareness takes an incredible amount of time and an incredible amount of money. And so by partnering with Mamma Mio, we start out, hit the ground running with our franchisees because they've got the national known brand awareness. They've got the marketing support of Mamma Mio behind them. They've got the product placements in magazines that Mamma Mio is placing to really leverage, as well as the product knowledge. So it's a great fit. It works for Mamma Mio because they really want to become known as a company that pampers pregnant moms. And, of course,
right.
with the spa services that we offer, we do that. And, of course, we love having the reputation that Mamma Mio offers us. So it's really,
really
the final piece.
Brought Becoming Mom up to a whole other level.
Exactly.
With the Mamma Mio.
Right. And so when we expand, we'll actually become Mamma Mio Pregnancy Spa and Imaging Centers. We won't be known as Becoming Mom. That's
right.
The name of my location here, but nationally we will be Mamma Mio.
Gotcha.
But when you started Becoming Mom, you didn't from the start think, hey, this is something I'm going to franchise. You just started a business and then soon realized that, hey, this can be a franchisable concept.
Yeah, I guess from the beginning I always knew I wanted to do it broader than one location. I didn't know whether I was going to do it expanding from a company-owned perspective or franchising or licensing or what have you. So I really built the system and I built the infrastructure to be able to expand it. But I didn't know at the time in what way I would expand it. I did do a lot of things differently than and I would have done if I was just going to open one business.
Right.
Yeah. I think what this franchise is, I see just the potential with it. Just like Marty and I said, we see what our wives went through, just any woman going through the pregnancy process. There's
mm-hmm.
so much emotion, so much involved during the process. Anything to help them is great.
Right.
I don't think there's a day that goes by that we don't hear, where were you when I was pregnant? So
right.
It tells us that we have something that people really can relate to.
I would say so.
How would you describe, Dawn, the Mamma Mio franchise system?
The franchise system, it's what aspect?
I guess like the day-to-days, Dawn, from, the moment you turn the lights on in the morning to, I guess going home at the end of the the day.
Right. Well, you know, like any business, small business owner, you're talking about somebody that's going to have to wear multiple hats.
Right.
You know, they're going to, any given day, they're going to be working on a radio ad or ordering supplies or hiring new people or cleaning the toilets or 20 other things all in that same day. The great thing about having a franchise is you've got a lot of the systems already set up for you so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You've got things that work. You've got things that, as you all know, you know, you talk about franchises every day. Somebody else learned the hard way so that you don't have to.
Right.
So that you can avoid spending money on something to try it out that doesn't work. You know, I can't tell you how many different kinds of marketing we've tried till we found the things that work successfully. And there's a lot of money that we spent that they won't have to because of that. And that goes for every aspect of the business, from, you know, who to buy from and who to do your deals on insurance with, to everything that we can help with. So the franchise system is about, you know, really somebody owning their own business, but being able to rely on somebody else's expertise on how to make the system work.
Right, absolutely.
Still wearing all the hats, but everything being set for them. Just
yep,
like
yep. Still owning your own business and being your own boss, but not having to reinvent the wheel.
Exactly. Right, absolutely. And it's interesting that the niche that you guys actually, you know, satisfy doing, as I was researching, you know, the Mamma Mia concept, you know, is, you know, when a woman does become pregnant, and again, as I said, Don and I have become experts in this, you know, their emotional needs change, their physical needs change. My wife is constantly reading literature, you know, on having the baby and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And just the products that they buy in general. My wife, Connie's eating organic a lot now, you know, so...
Yeah.
It's just so many things change when you become pregnant, you know. So it's just you guys are satisfying a nice niche in the market.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you know, but maternity sales are actually up 36% per year over year 2000. So people are spending a lot more money while they're pregnant on a whole variety of aspects of
That's
making their pregnancy more comfortable and healthy and all that sort of thing.
Right. Is that because women are having babies later, Dawn, or they have more disposable income, would you say?
Yes, that is a big part of it. As the average age of a pregnant mom goes up, they do have more disposable income to play with, and so they can afford things like massages and ultrasounds and that sort of thing that if you were 18 or 20, you know, it's really hard to afford.
Absolutely. How big is the industry, Dawn? I know we're talking about a pretty big industry here.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to describe what the pregnancy spa industry is, but in terms of, you know, other statistics that help provide perspective, in 2005, 4.1 million babies were born. So that says there were, you know, over 4 million moms, or new moms out there.
That's a nice market, Dawn.
Very nice.
That's a big
market. And like I said, those people that are pregnant are spending more money than they used to, and it seems to be continuing to grow.
Right.
If you look at it from the spa perspective, because, you know, we're all about pregnancy, but we're also about spa, and we're also about medical, there's a variety of aspects. But if you look at it from the spa perspective, the average American spends $912 a year on spa services.
That's
if we can capture that spending while they're pregnant, that's a big number.
Absolutely.
And that doesn't even include the ultrasound piece, which is a relatively high-end cost.
Right.
And then the other piece that we're in a big way, and people don't expect it, is we actually do quite a few preconception massages to help people become pregnant, and we've been very successful at that. And that industry, the fertility industry, is a $3 billion industry. And so somebody's willing to spend tens of thousands of dollars on in vitro, they don't have any problem spending $75 on a massage to make sure that in vitro works. And so
to maximize chance of a pregnancy. Yeah.
Exactly. And so we capture them before they become pregnant through those services, and then they come to us all the way throughout their pregnancy and when they get pregnant again.
Right, absolutely. And I know the massage therapy industry alone is I think it's a $6 billion industry.
Exactly,
I was reading
$6 billion
going,
industry.
You know? Mm-hmm. But again, what makes you guys different is, you know, mainstream spas don't cater to pregnant women's needs,
exactly.
You know, which you guys do, you know. So it's
People that are specially trained in how to take care of pregnant women, so they're not putting out at risk, and that they know how to take care of those women's problems.
Absolutely.
We have products that are safe. All of our products are 100% natural, so they're safe for the mom, they're safe for the baby.
Right.
So it's a unique place for people to go. It's also a place where people that are pregnant feel comfortable. They don't want to be in the middle of a spa with all these women that are, you know, size 2, and they've got this big tummy. So here they know that the people that are working on them see pregnant women every day. The people that they're sitting next to in the waiting room are pregnant also.
Sure.
So they can really feel comfortable here.
Absolutely. I would agree with that. Yeah. What's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you, Dawn, since starting this conference?
I would have to say that the most interesting thing happened probably the first day we opened our doors. We were doing some training for one of our sonographers who does the ultrasounds on the new equipment, and we needed some people for her to practice on. And so a pregnant woman walked in the door, and we asked her if she'd like to get a free ultrasound, and she did. And as fate would have it, we ended up finding a problem with the baby. And the next day she called, and we called her doctor and all that, and the next day she called us and told us that her doctor told her that we probably saved her baby's life.
That's incredible.
So for me, that was just an incredible experience to have the very first day of opening this business, a brand new business, nothing else that existed like it. And, you know, I had that experience. And then, you know, every day almost we have some experience with people that just tell us how much they appreciate what they're doing, we're doing for them. Whether it's comfort in their pregnancy. I mean, we've had women that have come in barely hobbling in the door because of their sciatic pain, and they end up literally dancing in the lobby because they're so happy that they don't have that pain anymore that they've had for months.
Right,
so
absolutely.
It's an incredible experience, much beyond whatever anticipated in terms of what impact we can have on the experience of pregnancy.
Right, right.
But if you see the women dancing too much, you tell them to calm down.
That's true.
A little exercise is really good for pregnancy.
That's true. Yeah. I was going to say, they should have named the baby after you, too, Dawn.
Yeah. At least as a middle name.
Yeah, exactly.
Dawn, I mentioned before that I have twins. I mean, I guess you have different procedures for moms with multiples?
We don't necessarily have different procedures per se. We do require that if somebody has twins or they have a few other different situations that they do get a note from their doctor, because we want to make sure that we're working in conjunction with the medical community, and that if the doctor is particularly concerned about their pregnancy, that we know that or what have you. So we are very much in communication with the OBs that these women go to, whether it's talking to them about the ultrasound results that we find or telling them in advance that we've got somebody that has a high-risk pregnancy and we want to make sure they're okay with us doing a massage. Even though our folks are prenatal certified and very experienced, we want to make sure that the doctors aren't feeling like we're stepping over our boundaries.
Right.
And we get a ton of recommendation from doctors as a result, because they really believe in us and trust us. And in fact, we have a number of doctors that come to us for services while they're pregnant, because they really think that we can do something for them, and then obviously they recommend us to their clients.
Right, right.
That's great to have doctors in your corner like that, making recommendations.
Oh,
just make it easier
every day.
You know, getting
people
business.
That come to
absolutely,
us
the best kind of marketing.
And it's really because of the combination of services we offer. Between the spa services that are specifically designed for pregnant women, and the ultrasound, and then all the products. I mean, we offer all kinds of products for mom. I mean, there's so many places out there you can go to buy something for the baby. How many places can you go and, you know, buy something for mom? I mean, other than maternity clothing shops,
right?
There's really nothing out there. So we have everything from morning sickness products to breastfeeding products. And so the doctors know that, you know, if somebody wants to get taken care of, whether it's their product needs or their, you know, personal needs, this is the place to go.
Right, absolutely.
Marty, I think you should fly Connie out to Cincinnati, right?
I should. I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to buy the plane tickets after the show.
For her.
And my wife would have loved this, because she was having back problems towards the end. It was funny. We were taking pictures every month, and towards right at the end, it was just incredible.
Yeah, it was interesting. I don't know if you've been to the website, Dawn, but when I was on the website, Dawn, you know, looking at that 4D, that picture, I can't remember where I saw, but it's incredible looking at that, you know, on your website. Your website's very informative, by the way. I mean,
thank you.
You have so much great information on there, but it's incredible to actually see the baby's face and things like
that. Yeah, I mean, you can count the fingers and toes and see the baby's facial features even before they're born. And what that really provides the family is a great bonding experience.
Absolutely, I would agree with that.
Much earlier than when they're going to see the baby, and having siblings come in and see that baby and know that it's real.
Right.
Is incredible. And the other thing that we've heard many times is that after people come in and have their ultrasound, the baby is now real to them, and so they make much better choices about what they eat and whether they smoke and what kind of exercise they're doing, because they really have much more invested now, because the baby's, you know, it's a baby. It's real. They can see who it looks like and that sort of thing. So it's really incredible bonding and helpful in terms of the health of the pregnant mom.
Yeah. Absolutely, I would totally agree with that. Dawn, is I know, you know, we're having a boy, you know, in October, and I can tell you that we've bonded with that baby already, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I think it's a great thing, you know, the technology today, that it provides that opportunity that maybe our parents or grandparents didn't have, you know,
right. Yep.
To be able to bond with the baby, you know,
Yeah, I didn't have it 10 years ago with my kids.
There you go. You know, absolutely. So it is. It's just such an exciting time. Dawn, are you able to stick around for another segment?
Sure.
That's fantastic. Okay, so I think what we'll do here is we'll take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Good day, mate. Want to explore owning your own business? Yearn for the adventure of being the first in a new concept? You'll go positively ape over a Jungle Quest franchise. Beyond bouncing balls and inflatables, it's an indoor rock climbing and challenge course for kids. For ages 2 to 12, the center features zip lines, Burma bridges, swings, rock walls, tree houses, and tunnels. For 12 years, Jungle Quest has served 30,000 explorers with drop-ins and birthday parties, field trips, and camps. Now available as a franchise. Go to junglequest.net for more information. That's junglequest.net.
Create a rewarding future for you and your family as an Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership franchisee. Aaron's is changing the way a growing and underserved market acquires necessities like furniture, appliances, electronics, and computers. The Aaron's franchise opportunity offers today's entrepreneurs you potential for profits and growth. Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership is a division of Aaron's Rents Incorporated, a New York Stock Exchange-listed company with more than 50 years of enviable results. Aaron's is ranked number one in its category by Entrepreneur Magazine and 58th among franchise chains in worldwide sales by Franchise Times magazine. Aaron's provides site selection assistance, comprehensive training, and traffic building marketing programs. Additionally, as a franchisee, you'll benefit from their national reputation, industry experience, operating systems, and manufacturing and distribution methods. For more information on the Aaron's franchise opportunity, call 1-800-551-6015. That's 1-800-551-6015. Or go to AaronsFranchise.com. That's AaronsFranchise.com. Franchise.com.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Gyms. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Gyms has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Gyms makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Gyms has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Gyms? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicgyms.com. That's www.garlicgyms.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Gyms.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by the Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership Franchise Opportunity. And Aaron's is a New York Stock Exchange-listed company and ranked number 58 among franchise chains and worldwide sales. Aaron's is reinventing the way a growing and underserved market acquires furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers. Now is a great time to join the Aaron's franchise family. And today we have a very special guest, Dawn Bierschot. yourself of becoming Mom Pregnancy Spa and Imaging Center. And Becoming Mom has partnered with the internationally acclaimed Mamma Mia Maternity Skincare line to franchise its successful Pregnancy Spa and Imaging Center model. And Dawn, I think you're up. I think we wanted to talk about with Dawn characteristics.
Yeah, Dawn, what types of characteristics make a successful Mamma Mia franchisee?
Well, besides obviously having the passion for wanting to improve the experience of pregnant women and having adequate capital to invest,
right.
I would say someone's going to need strong people skills. This is
right.
This is a customer service business, and so interacting with your customers and being able to make them feel valued and taken care of and that sort of thing is so important, but also being able to manage your people. I mean, all your services are done via your people, so you got to be able to interact with your people to get them to be able to understand the vision and be able to perform the services. So the strong people skills is a priority. I would say having some successful business experience is important. You don't need past spa experience. You don't need medical experience, but I do think you need some business experience because that's really what you're doing is running a business.
Right.
You can hire the people that know how to do the spa services or know how to perform the ultrasounds, but you need to be able to know how to run a business. You can't be afraid of hard work. Like any small business, you're going to be doing everything from, cleaning
right.
the toilets at the beginning of the day to doing
right.
the marketing, et cetera. So you got to be, okay to be able to do that. And I would say with most franchisees, you got to be willing to work within proven systems. That isn't to say that there isn't room for trying new things, but, being able to first use the systems that work, that have been proven, is a priority. And then working among the other franchisees to find even better ways of doing things is great, but being able to use the proven systems is the first thing.
So yeah, you brought up a couple things that are very common in our past interviews, needing passion, needing to follow the system, having strong people skills with certain
right.
franchises. But your concept is interesting because you're dealing with, women with high emotions. And so as long as people have the basic business skills, you can train them to deal with, women's emotions and,
right.
and that whole segment of it.
Exactly. And these are people with hormones that are flying around.
Right.
They, have a lot of emotions. They might come in the door in the, just a horrible mood, and hopefully
right.
by the time they leave, and that's what we pride ourselves on, they leave in a totally different mood and happy and comfortable.
Right.
And we have to manage them through that whole process.
Do you walk in the door at night, Marty, just careful, like not knowing what?
I do. I sneak in the house usually, yeah.
What's the training like for new franchisees, Dawn?
Probably typical of other franchise systems, but we provide a week-long classroom and hands-on training at our prototype spa. They're being trained on everything from hiring people to how to train them, to how to do marketing, how to run the front desk, all that sort of thing. And then we give them a week-long training at their facility, their startup, as they're
right.
getting ready to start up, helping them start up their systems and get everything lined out and maybe helping them train some of their people if they want us to help with that. So it's all that sort of thing. And then obviously the ongoing support that they're going to need from, daily, maybe at the beginning to maybe weekly to, at some point monthly or what have you, but whatever they need to keep them, to make them successful.
Right, absolutely.
And I guess this is mainly a women-owned franchise.
Well, we have a lot of people interested in the franchise that aren't women but maybe have a wife or somebody else, a partner, that they want to run it. We have a lot of OBs, for example, that are interested, or obstetricians that are interested in owning a business, and they might have
right,
a wife that they
sense.
Want to run it. I would say that the people at the front desk typically need to be women because they can relate to the pregnant woman.
Sure, right.
And those pregnant women are wanting somebody that they can vent to and that understands their plight, so to speak.
Right.
And all of our employees that do the services are women, just because that tends to be the folks that get these skills. But it also makes a pregnant woman feel comfortable that they've got somebody that understands what they're going through.
Right, I agree. You spoke about what a typical day is like, Dawn. But as far as what hours are you guys typically open? Do you open at a typical 10 o'clock and?
Yeah, we're open 6 days a week, varying hours depending on the day. The way we started it and the way I'd suggest any franchisee started it is open a certain number of hours, and as the business grows, just keep expanding the hours. There's no sense in being, open for a bunch of hours that you don't have services scheduled. But,
right.
We work a pretty reasonable schedule, Monday, Friday and Saturday 9 to 5, Tuesday and Thursday 10 to 9, and Sunday 12 to 5. So we're not open that many hours a week, unlike a retail or a restaurant business.
Right.
We're open about 52 hours a week. So it's pretty manageable even to run it yourself. I mean, and that's
right.
what I did.
And I guess that's appealing to a new franchisee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
absolutely. I would agree.
Yeah, it's not a 100-hour kind of a business
right.
a week. It's a reasonable number. You could do it yourself, run it yourself without having to
absolutely.
Hire front desk people if you don't want to. If you do, that's great, but if you don't, you don't have to.
That's interesting. Is there an ideal location, Dawn, that you envision?
A major metropolitan area is going to be important. There's only so many people, pregnant people in a given area, and so you
right.
really want a place that has a lot of population to draw from. And we do draw from a very wide radius. We're pulling people from Indiana and Kentucky daily because people come from far and wide for these services because they don't exist anywhere else, and they
exactly.
trust us. They don't trust going to a regular spa for a massage. They trust us. There just isn't a lot of places around to do an elective ultrasound. So you're going to drive from a pretty wide radius, but you do have to have be located in an area that's relatively populated.
Right. Interesting. Our listeners to the show are aspiring entrepreneurs for the most part. What advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise?
Obviously, do your homework. Understand
right.
what exists out there, what kind of businesses are there, and what kind of businesses fit your interest and your ability to spend time and that sort of thing. Find a business that you're excited about. You are going to be working a lot, particularly at the beginning, lots
right.
and lots
absolutely.
Of hours. And if you don't have something you're passionate about and excited about, that's going to get old fast. But if it's something that's going to energize you every day, that's great, and that's going to keep you going through those hard startup times. And then I would also say find out upfront what kind of business investment you can afford. Don't waste your time on businesses that will require a lot more than you have.
Right.
I get a lot of calls from people that maybe have $5,000 in the bank, and they're talking to me about opening a business that takes $250,000
right.
to $400,000.
Right.
And it's not that they can't borrow a good part of it, but as you well know, you're going to need 20-30% of that amount in your bank accounts to be
yeah.
able to borrow the rest. And so really, before you waste your time and energy on businesses that you can't afford, find out which ones you can. And you may be surprised you can actually afford more than you think you can, but, do that homework and try to figure
right.
that out first.
It's a good point. Less pressure on someone knowing that they can afford to go a first year without maybe not making as much as they made before, or maybe not taking a first salary at all, and
yeah.
making sure they have some cash reserve in the account, something to fall back on. Those are
right.
A good
right.
point you mentioned, Dawn.
Right. But you just could waste a lot of time in learning about businesses that you really don't have the resources to invest in. So, do that some of that homework up front and then kind of narrow down your list of franchises that you're looking at.
Absolutely.
I got a question about. I'm always amazed, Marty. You did it. My wife and I didn't do it. We decided not to know what the sex was when our twins were born. But these days, I guess it's a pretty high percentage, Dawn, that people will know what the sex is before the baby's born.
Yeah, I mean, we have a few people here and there that do an ultrasound and don't want to know the sex, but I would say 90% of them want to know.
Wow.
And I cannot tell you how many people call me from their cell phones in their cars on the way home from their ultrasound appointment with their doctor asking for an appointment to know gender because they couldn't tell them at the doctor's office.
That's
I mean,
incredible.
It happens daily. And they call us at 17 weeks, which is the very first week you can tell gender. They are calling us to make an appointment. People are very interested in that so that they can decide what they want to shop for, how they want to decorate the nursery, that sort of thing.
Right.
Exactly. That's why we did it, Dawn, and I think it's helped us bond with the baby better,
Yep. Yep. Exactly. And that's, like I said, most people do. There's a few people that come for ultrasounds and they don't want to know, and they may even have us put the we actually had one woman that came and wanted us to not. She didn't want to look at the video. She didn't want to see it. She just wanted us to tape it. She said, "Don't let me see it. Turn off the monitors. I don't want to see it, but I want to have it so that after the baby's born, I can go back and have this as a keepsake. But I still want to be surprised when the baby's born." That was one of our most interesting ones.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always had to remind the people doing the sonograms to remind them. We don't want to know.
Yeah.
It was always.
We ask that first thing when they come in.
Yeah.
Do you want to know or not? Because we have never shown anybody that didn't want to know what they were having.
Right. I think that's great, too, Dawn, that you guys can, you say you put it on a CD,
right.
and you can actually
yep.
go back
CDs,
to it,
DVDs, whatever
DVDs.
They want. We have a whole list of things. We can even do a service where if they've got out-of-town family and friends, they can log into their computer where they are and see the ultrasound live at the same
That's
time.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Isn't it? I mean, the technology is just,
yeah.
it's amazing what you can do.
Yeah, it's a really great experience.
It's great for grandparents and,
mm-hmm.
just, cousins and all that other stuff,
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
It is. It really is. It's fascinating.
So what are the future plans, Dawn, for becoming mom?
Well, obviously, you know, developing a network of successful franchisees is first and foremost. We, you know, want to get that off the ground and running and get to a point where we have, you know, a whole network of franchisees that can learn and grow from each other. I think that's one of the great benefits of being part of a franchise system is being able to have different people trying different things and seeing what works and then being able to reapply that to other folks in the network. So really excited about getting to that point. In the meantime and throughout that process, you know, I continue to look for new opportunities to make the model even stronger. I'm talking right now to a gentleman that has some services that I think would be great for pregnant women that we're considering how do we offer those as well. So I want to continue to make this the, you know, the most broadest possible model of what we can do to help the whole experience of pregnancy.
And the more franchisees there are, just be easier for as they're investigating your franchise, they can speak to the existing franchisees, hear about the positive experience and everything, and it'll snowball the whole thing.
Absolutely. Right. I agree. Yeah. Don, we have about 30 seconds. What's the best way for someone to get more information?
They can go to www.bigbellyspa.com.
Okay.
That's our website that has some more information about the franchise process and system and what you need to do. It's got the information request form on there. You can also click through from that to the Mamma Mio site to see their product offerings. You can click through from that site to the Becoming Mom Spa to see, you know, what we do here. So bigbellyspa.com.
Okay, great. And again, Dawn, I want to thank you. You've been a fantastic guest, and I, you know, we're going to have you guys back next year as you continue to grow this franchise.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks, Dawn. You have a great day today.
You too. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Interesting concept, huh, Dawn?
Yeah. I like how she's not standing pat, looking to improve the system. And
right, right.
That was interesting. Her first day open, you know, helping people, and you know, very niche, interesting franchise. And you know, women need all these services going through this process. It's very hard. I can understand why she's going to have a lot of success.
Right, I agree.
It was very smart teaming up with Mamma Mia too.
It was, and the Franchise Edge as well. You know, I mean, she really. Formed some strong partnerships with Mamma Mio, and then, you know, Franchise Edge coming, working with them, you know, helps them from the franchise aspect, you know, because they are two different animals, you know, so absolutely. I think they're going to be a very successful franchise, you know, so we're going to have to keep our eyes open for them, you know.
Yeah, we're continuing our trend of interviewing very interesting types of franchises.
Concepts, every show, you know, I always say, wow. You know, so anyway, great job, Dawn. I want to thank you. And again, for our listeners, you know, tune in next week for another great show. I think we have the franchise specialist next week, so it's going to be another fantastic show. And go to franchiseinterviews.com. And I guess I'll see you next week, Dawn.
Yeah, definitely, Marty. Good show.
You have a great day, Dawn.
You
take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.